You're with us for Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're heading to the North Woods, where Cable and Hayward are on fire. They're welcoming the world for the American Birkebeiner events, and we'll be checking in. First, though, let's ski over to our winter member drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And I'm here with Sean Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning.
You count on the Ideas Network for interesting conversations, and we count on you to help keep these discussions on the air.
That's right. Listener support is the largest piece of the funding that makes this show and all the others that you enjoy possible. And that's why your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
This hour, we have a goal of 10 gifts, 10 gifts here. These hourly goals are super important, and they help us stay on track financially so we can keep all of the great discussions going strong on the Ideas Network. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Public radio has a unique funding model. It's a two-way street that creates a high-quality product. This is how it works. You voluntarily contribute, and in turn, you get back programs that are accountable only to you.
That's right. It's an amazing system. You get programs worth listening to precisely because you step up and support them. So make your contribution for the independent news and information, the music you love. Help pay for all the programs you enjoy on WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is probably a preset in your home or your car, maybe your home and your car. let's say you listen to WPR a lot. Help pay for the station you enjoy so much. Become a member today.
Make the switch from someone who listens to someone who listens and contributes. You can start with a gift of $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This drive, donate any amount, and you'll have five chances to win $500 for your next travel experience. No contribution is necessary. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Travel Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount. Here's how.
Yes, travel. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Sean Johnson, and it's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this winter member drive so critical. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Yeah, we know that you value your time, and we value your time, too. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio takes just a few minutes. Tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Super quick, super easy to do your gift right now. It really helps on a Friday. Take the next few minutes, support the station you count on every day of the year at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have about 50 minutes left in this hour. We're looking for 10 people to join in. You make WPR possible with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Remember, as that added bonus for supporting programs you love, you'll have five chances to win that $500 travel agency gift card. No contribution is necessary. We have lots of details at WPR.org/drawing. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you give any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
And if you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's easy to set up the monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. When you're a sustainer, you'll provide ongoing support for the programs that you love and get automatically entered in the drawings that we have during member drives.
Crystal in Oshkosh said, I decided to become a sustainer because, in many ways, WPR sustains me. I'm not a morning person. Oh, Crystal, we'll make you one. But public radio somehow makes it all bearable. Thank you, WPR. Crystal, thank you. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. Right now, we are hours away from the start of North America's largest cross-country ski race. The American Birkebeiner is tomorrow. Skiers have descended on Hayward and Cable from near and far, 47 states, 25 countries at last check. Are you skiing the Birkie? What are your tips? Is it a long tradition for you to ski it? How do you train? Do you prefer to skate ski like I do, or do you do classic technique? Call in All Things Birkie. Conversation is right here at 800-642-1234. Again, that's 800-642-1234. Ben Popp is Executive Director of the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation. He's also Executive Director of the Lumberjack World Championships. Ben, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Skiers coming from all over the place, Australia, Saudi Arabia, Kenya, to race in the Birkie. What gives? What's attracting skiers near and far?
Yeah, I mean, right, this is this amazing tradition steeped in history right here in northern Wisconsin. And it's the little... It's the community of Cable and Hayward opening up to host the world, and not only this iconic Birkebeiner trail that is not only challenging, but certainly exciting, and then small northern Wisconsin communities opening up and welcoming people here, and it's this Birkie fever, we call it, is just starting to rise, and we're excited to get this thing kicked off.
Well, it was canceled in 2017 due to the warm temperatures and the rain. How are the conditions looking right now?
Yeah, it of course, a very sad day up here, but the conditions this year are perhaps some of the best since I've been here. It's interesting that we got a lot of snow in December and early January, and then it's been about a three-week stretch where we had very, very little, but the base is really, really good, and the conditions are fantastic. And then on Monday of this week, we got just a little bit of snow, a couple inches, but it was very light and fluffy, which has now set up really well. And today for the Cordell Open and tomorrow the Birkebeiner, temperatures in the mid-30s. I actually think we might have a record time on Saturday. So that bodes really well for not only the elite skiers, of course, but just the folks that want to try and survive from Cable to Hayward.
Wow. So you might see a record out there this weekend. Let's look at records. How many of, you know, what types of times are you seeing there for the Birkie?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Think about this. They're going to ski 35 miles from Cable to Hayward and do it just under 2 hours for the fastest elite athletes from all over the world. And that means they're traveling at 17-ish miles an hour. And meanwhile, climbing nearly 5,000 feet of elevation gain up and down as they make that trek. So it's just really superhuman for these elite athletes. And then, of course, the people starting in the fourth wave, fifth wave, sixth wave, whatever it might be. I mean, it's an unbelievable challenge. When you get to downtown Hayward, cross the finish line on Main Street, it's an absolute accomplishment you should be proud of. It's fantastic.
Well, how much time do more amateur racers typically take to do it?
Right. So the last waves are leaving in the late 9 o'clock, 9:45, 9:50. And they have to be into downtown Hayward by 5:30. The snow starts coming off Main Street. And so as you cross Lake Hayward, you need to be in town by 5:30, which means there can be people out there for nearly 8 hours. And think of that. That's a long day to be on skis and everything in between. In fact, at one point in the middle of the day, around 12:30 to 1:30, it kind of sort of that bell curve of finishers. It's nearly one finisher per second. So it's crazy. It's absolute chaos.
What is the age range of people who compete in the Birkie?
Yeah, you know, 18 is the minimum that you need to be to do the actual Birkebeiner on Saturday, all the way up to 83 years old. You know, certainly throughout this whole week of events, we started yesterday with the youth events, and we've had as young as three-year-old skiers in the Barnaburkey skiing 1 kilometer on Main Street. So this weekend festival ends up being really an event for anyone, all the way, again, from people on 3 years old all the way up to 83 and everything in between.
So how many skiers race in a skate technique versus the classic technique?
Yeah, you know, that's really interesting. You know, skiing has really evolved over time, of course, and in many of the classic skiing, the original, what we think of sort of traditional skiing, really went away in the mid to late 80s. An American, actually, Bill Koch, really evolved the skate skiing technique worldwide, and it's just much faster. So slowly, the whole world adopted skating, and everyone thought classic skiing was going to go away. And now, actually, there's been a really large push to bring back classic skiing. And this year of the Birkebeiner, about 35 or 40% of the people will do the classic skiing, and then the rest doing the skating skiing. So it's actually seeing a resurgence of this classic skiing technique. And it's interesting to see. And interesting, the Cours de l'Opet, which is the half Birkebeiner, which is actually today, mm-hmm. We're seeing close to 50-50. It's a younger demographic and more women that ski the Cours de l'Opet, which is exciting to see, getting this whole new demographic of folks into skiing. And it's a 50-50, so really pretty cool.
Talking about the Berkey tradition and Cable and Hayward with Ben Popp, he's executive director of the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation. What are your Berkey traditions? Where do you love staying in Hayward or nearby? Do you have a favorite spot for lunch or hot chocolate? Join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. We'll continue this right ahead on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, it is Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have a preview of the American Birkebeiner as thousands of skiers and spectators descend on the North Woods for North America's largest cross-country ski marathon. But first, let's talk about our winter member drive at WPR that has a nice glide on this Friday. I'm here with Sean Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening.
That's right. Listener support makes up the largest piece of the funding for the programs you count on. So that's why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
All right. Well, pledges are gifts are coming in. When seven more people join in during the next 40 minutes, we'll meet our goal. These hourly goals are set up to make sure we have the funding for the programs you enjoy. Make your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On this show and all day long on the Ideas Network, you'll hear multiple sides of an issue so that you can make up your own mind. I want to point out you just heard multiple sides of the skiing issue. Which technique do you use?
So that's right.
Together, we keep up with the issues of the day, have some fun, follow our curiosity, and learn.
There's really nothing else like this on the radio. It's something special. Your support is a vital part of what makes it possible. And the biggest piece of our funding is listener support. So give now during our winter member drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support the radio programs you count on.
A great way to support WPR is by becoming a sustaining member. As a sustainer, you'll make ongoing monthly donations right from your bank account or your credit card.
Many people give $10 or $20 a month. You choose whatever amount is right for you. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have a cozy new thank you gift for you this drive. It's the WPR Knit Hat. Show off your support through our long Wisconsin winters with this white and navy cap featuring gold stripes and a burgundy palm. It's made in Wisconsin, and it'll be your new cold weather essential. Ask for yours when you give $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240 right now. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Hi, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Sean Johnson this morning, and it is your support during this winter member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
The day is young, so make a difference before you even leave the house. Donate to Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And you'll have made a great start to your day.
All right. Well, we are seeing these gifts coming in. We're looking for seven more people to join in. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can support the programs you value and show off your WPR pride when you ask for the WPR knit hat. USA made right here in Wisconsin. Give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. And if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up. You'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to provide reliable support for the programs you love.
And Dan in Fond du Lac says, when I was working, WPR was my commuting companion. Now that I'm retired, it is my day-long companion. Thank you, Dan, for pledging your support to WPR. It's easy to do, 888-202-2552 or go to WPR.org.
And thank you so much for your support. Right now, we're talking about the 46th annual American Birkebeiner Ski Race runs tomorrow between Cable and Hayward. Plenty of snow base this year, as we found out. NOAA's latest snow depth analysis shows about a foot of snow on the ground for most of the race trail. It's according to NPR's chief meteorologist, who says overall conditions look great for the race. Are you doing the Berkey? Have you skied it in the past? What are your favorite cross-country ski trails? How have conditions been this year? Conversation is right here at 800-642-1234. Again, our conversation, 800-642-1234. Ben Popp is the head of the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation, and he's our guide. So, Ben, earlier we were talking about the skate skiing versus classic technique, and more recently, you know, the upsurge in the classic technique. Why do you think the classic style is becoming popular again?
You know, I think it's a great question. I think, interestingly enough, skiing in general is becoming more popular. We were fortunate enough to have two really great role models, Keegan Randall and Jesse Diggins, win the gold medal in the 2018 Olympics. And since then, we've seen youth programs growing. We've seen a lot of growth within the sport, especially here in the Midwest, and near record numbers for many of our events this weekend. And I think oftentimes young skiers learn the classic technique first. It's just a natural progression, and that perhaps has partly to do with this growth, but also the roots of skiing go back to the classic technique. And on the flip side is then people begin to age, if you will, on their skis. Oftentimes going back to classic skiing is a natural progression. So I think by seeing both ends of the curve start to rise, that we're going to see more classic skiers for a while.
So how do spectators watch the Berkey when these skiers are traveling over miles and miles?
All right. You know, that's just it. It's not like sitting in the basketball court cheering on the home team. It's skiers traveling from Cable to Hayward. And there's a couple of ways. There's trailheads or aid stations where the skiers get nourishment along the way that you can actually stop and see the skiers go by. But then there's also some technology you can actually put loved ones' names or people you want to follow into a race app, and you can see where they are along the trail. It follows them as they cross timing mats. But certainly the best way, I think, and the most engaging and exciting is to come down to Main Street Hayward and take in this carnival of winter right on Main Street as all 11,000 skiers eventually make their way into downtown, cross the International Bridge, and it's just a festival, you know, music and brats and beer. It's just like you're in Wisconsin heaven.
Can you find a spot there on that race near the finish line?
Yeah, good question. Often, no. It is fun. The last six blocks are right through Main Street Hayward. You come off Lake Hayward, and then it is literally packed people on either side of the street. Having had the experience a few times, I imagine, I don't know, it must be what if you're Brett Favre stepping on the field, you know, there's just this loud screaming for anybody coming in. And it's really an experience that I think is what goes back to driving this event and people coming back, because it's like nothing else in the silent sport world.
Well, let's look at safety here for a moment. Taking place over remote land and winter conditions, how do your event staff ensure that skiers are safe?
Yeah, it really is a huge feat. And it's just a huge hats off to not only the staff, but the whole community of partners that help make it happen. There's hundreds of ski patrol out on the course that are almost every kilometer. We have a ski patroller that is certainly capable of identifying any issues that may arise and then being able to radio help. There's ambulances staged all throughout, as well as certainly the local hospitals are ready in case some issue does happen to be able to assist a skier, because again, it's not just a short walk in the park. You're actually skiing through national forests, county forests, through a national park on the scenic byway of the Nemecogon River. So really over hill and dale into Hayward, and really remarkable that everybody starts and makes it back to Hayward.
So after completing the Berkey, how do skiers recover? What do they eat and drink?
Yeah, you know, there's at some points could be burning 500-600 calories an hour. So again, if you're out there for 8 hours, that's a lot of calories. And you know, as they make their way into the finish line and get some dry clothes on, we have a huge tent set up where they get soup and bread and certainly start to rehydrate. But then, of course, some of the fan favorites are walking down to Main Street and getting a brought off the grill or a good Wisconsin beer is oftentimes part of much of the recovery. And it only adds to the excitement and the fun of the weekend.
So after the race events this weekend, how soon can other skiers visit the Berkey Trail?
You know, actually, as early as Sunday, we have a large demo on Sunday that people can come out and try new equipment, open to everybody. And then by Monday, it's back to business. If you want to go skiing anywhere along the trail, it's re-groomed and you can come enjoy it. And the trail really remains open now until the snow is gone, which is, you know, oftentimes late March.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for joining us, making time for us, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you much. We look forward to seeing you in the Northwoods.
Ben Popp is Executive Director of the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation. Coming up, we talk polar plunges. Have you done one of these events? We'll talk with Special Olympics Wisconsin right after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. We've arrived at Friday, and it is Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. From Lake Michigan to the Mississippi River, there are 13 polar plunge locations in our state this winter. We'll get to know what these events are all about, but first, let's check in on our winter member drive here at WPR. I'm here with Sean Johnson. Good morning.
Hi, Kate.
Our goal is to keep bringing you topics like you hear in Wisconsin Weekend, places you want to go and places you want to see, interesting conversations. Your support makes that happen, because listener support is actually the largest source of funding for WPR programs. So give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have about 25 minutes left this hour. We're looking for 6 more people to join to help us hit our goal. So thank you if you've already given.
And if you haven't, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
And in that last segment, we learned all about skiing, skiing culture. We learned about skiing techniques, how they've evolved. I mean,
what did we learn, Sean
Johnson? What did you want to know? I have the falling technique. That's mine. But I mean, and you hear it from the people who are involved in this stuff, which is great. That's what you turn to Wisconsin Public Radio for. That's why you listen to the Ideas Network. If this is the kind of programming, the kind of conversation that you value, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552. These are the kinds of conversations that you can count on from the morning show.
WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the many topics that you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
As the donor, you get to decide how much to give, and maybe $100 or $200 a month is right for you.
That might mean be what you spend every month and going out to dinner or doing things with your friends. These are the things you enjoy that make life better. Just like listening to WPR, the important thing is that you decide what amount is right for you and then make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I would say that if you really enjoy public radio and you listen to it even occasionally, if it does something to enlighten you on a certain point of view, then that is value. It's valuable. But nothing in life that is of value is truly free. Being a sustaining member, even if you just donate a small amount each month, you know, what it would cost you for a cup of coffee is really, really worth it if you believe in what they're doing. And I do. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Hi, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Sean Johnson, and it's your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio that keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. Whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we absolutely appreciate and we count on your gift.
Now is the time. Give right now while you're thinking about it. It takes just a few minutes to contribute.
And you'll have that really good feeling of supporting the programs you love. See what that's like right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have about 22 minutes left this hour. We are looking still for six more people to join to help us hit our goal. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And then throw in that added bonus for supporting programs you love. You'll have five chances to win that $500 travel agency gift card. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
If you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's easy to set up the monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll provide ongoing support for the programs that you love and get automatically entered in the drawings we have during member drives.
Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference. Thank you so much for your support at WPR.org. Right now, we're talking about Polar Plunge experiences in our state. The Polar Plunge is a fundraiser for nearly 9,000 Special Olympics Wisconsin athletes. They compete and they train year-round in more than a dozen sports. There are several Polar Plunges set for this weekend in Oconomowoc, Wausau, and Eau Claire. So have you done one? What was it like? What do you remember about that day? Was the water colder than you expected? And how did your body react? The conversation is right here at 800-642-1234. Talking Polar Plunges at 800-642-1234. Tommy Jaime is Communications Director for Special Olympics Wisconsin. Tommy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Where are these Polar Plunges taking place? Is it in lakes, rivers, pools?
All of the above. So some of them are you're plunging directly into lakes. Others are into ponds. Some of them are into pools that we set up. And in one case, you're actually running into the Mississippi River. So there's a lot of variety to them.
Wow. So you've taken the plunge yourself. How cold is the water? What does it feel like?
I have to be honest. It's shocking. I'm not going to lie to our listeners, but it definitely that when you hit the water, it's unlike anything else you'll experience. But the thing that I can say though is that you warm up really quickly. So we kind of like lead you directly to hot tubs as soon as you get out. So that chill is really momentary.
How deep is the water?
It depends. The pools, I think, are like 4 feet deep. And then we kind of try to make it, so we cut holes in the ice in the lakes so that there's about 4 or 5 feet of water that you're jumping into.
And how often do people take the leap in costumes? What are they wearing?
Oh, all kinds of costumes. I mean, we've had teams do the plunge as superheroes. That's a really common one. Old-time wrestlers like Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior. We've had teams do the plunge all in like those giant dinosaur costumes that are really popular. I mean, the costumes that people come out and they really do it up with the costumes.
What is the tradition around these costumes? Where did that come from?
I don't know when or where it started. The plunge has been going on for a little over 20 years. So I think somewhere along the way, probably early on, you know, a group of friends were like, you know what, let's take this to the next level and let's make it even more fun than it already is.
So you mentioned jumping into the water can be a really shocking thing to the system. How do you make sure people stay safe?
So safety is our number one priority. So we have divers in the water at all times for all of the plunges. They've got these giant suits on that keep them insulated and warm. They're probably the warmest people kind of out there at the event. Mm-hmm. And then we have paramedics on site. And so we always want to make sure that all of our plungers are safe, and we do everything we can to ensure that that happens.
And then they get out and you go into a hot tub.
Yep, you get out, and the best part of the day is you sprint to the hot tub, you jump in, and you just hang out and chill there for a little while until your body warms up.
Wow, so you go from icy cold to nice and warm and hot.
It will be your best hot tub experience of your life, I guarantee it.
So do kids need their parents' approval to take the plunge?
So there are waivers to sign. There isn't any like specific like minimum age requirement, and we have had kids, like I've seen kids as young as like 6 or 7 take it, where they've even got their floaties on, and a lot of times they'll jump right into the arms of the divers to make it a little bit less intimidating for them. But yeah, of course the parents definitely have to sign the waivers for them.
So we're going to see temperatures perhaps in the 40s this weekend. Are you making any changes to the events to accommodate warmer temperatures or melting ice?
No, I don't think there will be. I don't think the temperatures will be quite warm enough or for long enough to really make any changes. It'll actually be really nice temperature. It'll be, you know, warm enough, but not so warm that it makes the plunge that much more of a difference in temperature to really, you know, shock the system even more.
We are talking about polar plunges with Tommy Jaime from Special Olympics Wisconsin. The charity is organizing several plunges across the state this weekend as part of a weeks-long fundraiser. Have you done a polar plunge to raise money for a charity like the Special Olympics? What convinced you to sign up? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tommy, can you help us understand how the polar plunge even got started? What's its history?
So the history, it started in Wisconsin in 1999. So a group of staff at the time, they went out to Alaska the year before, and they were doing it in Alaska. They went out for a law enforcement torch run conference, and our law enforcement are our biggest supporters. And they saw these crazy people doing this. And they said, you know, we live in Wisconsin. It's not that different from Alaska in terms of our hardiness and climate. Maybe we can bring this back. And so they literally, in the airport, on the flight back, or while they were waiting for their flight back, were like sketching down ideas on a restaurant napkin in the airport. They came back. They started it in La Crosse. So La Crosse was the first one in 1999. That year they raised like $30,000 just in that one event, and they were off and running. They're like, we got to do this in more places. So the next year they brought it to a few more locations. Before you know it, we're doing it in 10, 12, now 13 locations across the state.
Has it spread across the country at all?
Yeah, so it's a nationwide kind of fundraiser for Special Olympics organizations across the country. So they even do it in California and Florida. They try to get, you know, they have to get a little bit more creative with the cold water. So they'll like set up a pool and, you know, put ice in it a couple days before or something like that. But it's definitely Special Olympics, you know, one of Special Olympics' biggest fundraisers around the country.
And if you want to take the plunge this weekend, how much do you need to raise?
So the minimum that you have to raise is $75. So it's not that much where you couldn't, you know, it could be a last minute decision where the morning of you could be like, you know what, I want to do that. And you could just go to the plunging location and pay the $75 if you wanted, or ask a few friends, and then you'll get to kind of sign up right on the spot.
So advanced registration isn't really required.
It's not required. You have to register on, if you want to register online, it has to be, you know, the day before at least. But we do accept day of registrations for sure.
How does the money raised through these plunges, how does it help the Special Olympics?
It helps our athletes in so many ways. It is our largest fundraiser of the year. It raises over $1 million for our organization every year. So we offer 19 sports year-round. We have like nearly 200 competitions a year. So, I mean, these are all sports that these are all events that our athletes look forward to year-round. Many of them play 3, 4, 5 sports a year. I mean, it's really kind of their main social activity. And then it helps off the field as well. We also offer healthy athletes, so free kind of medical screenings for hearing, for eyes, for teeth, and that's all at no cost to the athletes. And then we do other things like leadership training. We're in schools. We have a program called Unified Champion Schools where we're working with schools to promote inclusion. And so it's, the Polar Plunge helps in so many ways.
How many athletes do you work with for Special Olympics?
So we have about 9,000 athletes, Special Olympics Wisconsin. Across the world, there's something like 5 million athletes. It's crazy how big of a movement this is globally.
What does it mean for these athletes to compete?
For many of them, I mean, it means the world to them. I have many of the athletes are my close friends, and they just talk a lot about how much Special Olympics has changed their lives, how it's given them kind of a ray of hope when, they were maybe down or didn't have a circle of friends or didn't feel like they had much going on. And so it's kind of been a lifeline in a lot of ways. And we try to kind of empower them to become their own advocates and to, be self-advocates and to really kind of, be the avant-garde of the inclusion revolution, as we like to say. So.
The friends who are these athletes, what sports are they in? What do they love?
So basketball is certainly one of our more popular sports. Mm-hmm. Bowling is really popular. Bocce is popular. Swimming. And then we also have some kind of newer sports that are gaining in popularity, like flag football is kind of a newer team sport that's becoming really popular. And that's every fall. The state tournament is every fall. Volleyball. We even have sailing. We have winter sports as well. We just had 2 weeks ago, we had our winter games, our state winter games. So
how did that go?
It was awesome. It was up in Wausau. I'm a big winter sports fan, so I always enjoy going to that. It was up in Wausau. And we do cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, downhill skiing, even snowboarding. It's a lot of fun. And we had like 150 athletes from around the state that were out there for that, and they just had the time of their life.
How long is the trajectory of an athlete's career? How long do they go?
Well, that's one of the cool things about Special Olympics is it's a lifelong kind of sport or commitment, I should say. It's not like, you play high school football and you're done when you're 18. I mean, these athletes are athletes for life a lot of times. One of our more famous athletes, Cindy Bentley, she's out in Milwaukee. She's met two presidents. She's, traveled the world speaking on behalf of Special Olympics. She's in her 60s and she's kind of an elder stateswoman. We have athletes who are 10, 11 years old. We even now have young athletes. It's kind of a program that targets the younger kids, 2 to 10, and it brings kids with intellectual disabilities together with kids who don't have intellectual disabilities kind of in a unified format to kind of like learn kind of the early stages of sports. So it's really a kind of almost a birth to death kind of thing.
So with these polar plunges, you have 13 this season here in Wisconsin. What is turnout like?
Turnout's been pretty good so far. Last week alone was our biggest week in terms of numbers because we had our two biggest are in Madison and Oshkosh, and those were both last week. We had our Milwaukee County Zoo, so all three of those were on the same weekend. So between those three, that was like 2,500 plungers. Really incredible display of support from people across the state. And so far, many of the plunges have exceeded their expectations in terms of revenue. And in terms of plungers, we've been really happy with the turnout so far this year.
Tommy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tommy Jaime is from Special Olympics Wisconsin, the organizer of these polar plunges in Eau Claire, Oconomowoc, and Wausau this weekend. We've been talking about polar plunges as part of our weekly Wisconsin Weekend Hour, where we look at ways to get out and travel the state. What's happening in your community that could reach all corners of Wisconsin? Send your ideas for Wisconsin Weekend to ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org, and we'll explore your tip for a Wisconsin Weekend program. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is Wisconsin Weekend on the Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network. On a Friday, you're with us for Wisconsin Weekend on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. So let's swing over now to our winter member drive at WPR and check in on how it's going. I'm here with Sean Johnson. Good morning.
Morning, Kate.
We're here today to raise the money that pays for the programs you enjoy, programs like the Morning Show. Support from people like you is the largest piece of the funding for WPR programs. And that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And we have about 6 minutes left this hour. We're looking for six more people to join in. Your gift right now is so important because when you give, you support the programs that you rely on every day.
And thank you so much if you've already given. And if you haven't, time is now on a Friday. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And in that last segment, we learned about the Polar Plunge and how it supports the Special Olympics, the thousands of people who participate in the Polar Plunge, the thousands of athletes that it supports. And I mean, if you're like me, you were paying close attention to what it feels like when you hit that water, you know, that description of it, a little bit of a shock. but the reward afterward also, you heard from the organizer there. These are the kinds of conversations that you get on the Morning Show. They're the kind of conversations that you count on.
WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics that you join us for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And you can get this brand new cozy and stylish WPR hat when you join. This hat is made in the USA right here in Wisconsin. Support the programs you value and show off your WPR pride wherever you go. It starts with your gift of $20 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've probably all had this happen. We spend money on something and then hardly ever use it.
I would say closets and closets full of clothes that I never wore.
I bought a pair of backcountry skis a few years ago that I have never used.
I bought an extremely cheap violin case that was so cheap that I threw it away within 10 minutes of opening it.
Unlike some investments, your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio is a good one. One you'll get value from every day. Make your gift to support the programs you count on right now. Here's how.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good morning, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Sean Johnson, and it's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that is why your support during this winter member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And when six more people join in just the next few minutes here, we'll meet our goal for this hour. We can do it. These hourly goals are set up to make sure that we have the funding for the programs that you enjoy. So make your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552.
You might spend a few dollars a month on a TV streaming or a movie subscription service. I know I do. Think about paying for your WPR usage that same way. After all, you tune in every day for information and entertainment.
And if you've never given before, start with a gift of $10 or $20 a month. That's comparable to your Netflix subscription, or maybe even a better deal. It's easier to set up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're in the home stretch this hour, looking for four more pledges to stay on track here with our hourly goals. These gifts are so important. WPR is listener powered, and that is why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
Show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio and ask for the new WPR hat. This knit cap is both stylish and cozy, and it's yours when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I think it's something you would wear, Sean.
I like hats, and this has been the winter-themed show here with skiing, the polar plunge. You round it out when you make the gift, and you get that hat.
Your gift right now, so important, it's powerful, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support.